Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
On this Sunday, we journey ever closer to the experience of Great Lent. The Church, in its wisdom, has set before us an example in this parable, an example of a number of things. There are many lessons that we can gain from this. One of the lessons, certainly, that should encourage us is the realization of the kind of Heavenly Father that we have. Most who interpret this parable understand that the Father in the story is a symbol of God. The loving Father that we have, the Father who delights in us. And he delighted in his son, even though the prodigal son, that is, that came back having squandered that which the father gave him and lived a life that wasn't pleasing to the father. And he knew that. And he lived in that knowledge and understanding in that far country. And when famine came, he suffered great want and great need. You might say he hit rock bottom, realizing that if he could eat the pods that he was feeding the swine with. And you have to understand, the swine to a Jewish person was doubly unclean. They were not only perhaps externally unclean, but they were ritually unclean. They were animals that were forbidden to be eaten or consumed. They were unclean by their very nature, and yet he was put in charge of feeding them. How humiliating must that have been, in addition to all the other things that he was suffering with. And then, in a statement that resonates throughout Scripture as one of the most beautiful phrases that is in Scripture, we read that he came to himself. He came to himself. This is the desire of the Father for each one of us, that we might come to ourselves. He came to himself and he realized what had happened to him was his own doing. He realized that what he had done was his own fault. And he realized that he had sinned against heaven and against his Father. And he determined that he would go back home. And he would present himself before his father. And he would say, Father, I am unworthy to even be called your son. I'm unworthy to even be called your flesh and blood anymore. Just please, if you would treat me as one of your hired servants. Because your hired servants have enough. This is the state of mind, the state of being that God would have us be in as we enter into Great Lent. That it might be a time of looking at ourselves and examining ourselves, to inspect ourselves. We've seen recently the problem that exists with Boeing airplanes. My family was deeply affected by Boeing aircraft because my father worked there. My father-in-law worked there and both retired from there. And I even worked there for a couple of years. What Boeing aircraft was about and what the process was and making airplanes and making parts for the airplanes. I don't think any part that I handled was on any of the planes that had problems, but the issue is that there have been problems with the inspection of these fuselages to such a grave degree that one of the plugs that plugged in a doorway blew off the plane while it was in flight. Of course, that caused other inspections to be made and other problems arose. And they found that there are other issues with these airplanes. Because someone failed to examine them properly. Someone failed to take a careful inventory of the airplane fuselage and all the parts and all the bolts and all the little rivets and everything that go into making the airplane. There was a near disaster that occurred because it wasn't inspected properly. God knows that in our life, we need to be inspected properly. We need to have our lives looked at and scrutinized to see indeed, are there things in our life that are not pleasing to God? Because in our life, we can crash and burn as well if we don't become aware of these problems and take them before God, lay them before Him in humility and in repentance, and to say to God our Father, Father, I am unworthy to even be called your son because of these issues in my life, and please forgive me. Please receive me as I come before you. Scripture says in 1 John 1:9, that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we can pursue rescue and salvation. God has not only allowed us to examine ourselves, but He has given us, our brothers and sisters, to journey through this process with. And they can assist us and help us. And they have an integral part in this journey of examining ourselves as they examine themselves as well. This week you might have seen on the news the report of an accident that happened on the border of Kentucky where a semi-truck and a couple of cars collided and the semi-truck went over the side of the bridge. It didn't go all the way into the Ohio River, but was hanging there. And the cab of the truck was hanging down 70 feet from the surface of the river. And the driver was in there, in the cab of the truck, and could not get out. And so they marshaled the first responders. The fire department from the nearby town came out there, and they had a winch and machine that they lowered down a fireman who had a harness on himself, and he had a harness for the driver of the truck, and he lowered him down to the door of the truck. She was still trapped in there, and he had to cut her seatbelt to get her free so that she could get out as a female driver of the truck. And he invited her to come out into his harness that he might be able to lift her out. He asked her, "Do you pray?" And she said, "Yes." He said, "Well, let's pray." So they both began to pray as he lifted her out of that cab of that truck and into the harness. And as they were both secured in the harness, then they were lifted up onto the top of the bridge, and she was saved. She was rescued. And they interviewed the fire chief following the event, and they were commending him for having done such a wonderful job. And he said, "Wait a minute, the people who are heroes are standing behind me," and it showed a number of 15 or 20 of his company of firemen and firewomen, I guess you'd say, that were in back of him. He said, "These are the heroes. I couldn't have done it without them. They were the ones that were assisting me." God desires to rescue us. God desires to pull us from peril, the peril of living in sin, of unconfessed wrongdoing. And He has enabled us as the company of His rescuers to also help and assist in rescuing our brothers and sisters from peril that we all face. And so we rejoice that we have our brothers and sisters who are rescuing us. God has given us the ability to enter into this period of fasting as he has a way of bringing about greater glory to himself as we examine ourselves through fasting. Fasting tends to bring things to the surface in our life that we may not know are there, so that we can be cleansed of them. And we are thankful to God for this. One last story. There was a man who had a son that was going to go to college, and he called his son to him and he said, "Son, you're going to go to college and I want you to study hard. I want you to do your best in college, but one thing I want you to do, I want you to take this Bible that I'm giving you and I want you to read it through from cover to cover." The son was kind of puzzled. He said, "Okay, I'll sure do that, Dad." And so he went to college and he went through that first semester of school. He called home and said, "Dad, it's been tough, but I'm making it. I could use a little money, though, because things are a little tight here in college." And the father said, "Son, have you read that Bible through?" He said, "No, Dad, I really haven't gotten to it yet. It's been real busy here, but I'll get to it." So time went on. He finished his first year. He came home and said, "Dad, I finished my first year and I passed all my courses. I'm doing pretty good, but I need some money. If you got a little money to give me, it would sure help things out." His dad said, "Well, son, have you read your Bible for you?" His son got a little bit hot about that. He said, "Well, I haven't read it through yet, no, but I will." He went back the second year. At the end of the second year, he asked his dad once more, "Can you give me some money?" He had to get some part-time work to help supplement himself in his college life, and he wasn't doing all that well. His dad responded the same way again. And he read that Bible thing. The son just lost it. He just said, "All right, if you're going to be like that, forget me." He didn't have any more contact with his dad. The other last 2 years of his college coursework. Toward the end of that year, he got word that his dad wasn't doing well. He was physically sick. He didn't think that he was going to make it. The son said, "Well, I don't care about him. He didn't help me when I needed him. I'm not going to help him. I'm not going to go to him." And so he finally got word that his dad had passed away, and he wasn't even going to go to the funeral. He was so mad, so disappointed that his father hadn't provided for him. He got out of college and he got his first job. It was at another city, and he was packing up his stuff to move to that other city, and he did feel a little bit sorry. He felt a little pain about his dad, and as he was packing, he found that Bible. He said, "Boy, I'm going to have to read this Bible, I guess. But I feel guilty now. I haven't done it." And so he began to read it, and he read it, and he read it, and he began to understand that God is a loving Father, even as this father is in the story of the prodigal son. He began to see the love of the Father, and he began to see the sacrifice of the Son for him. And he gave his life to God. He finished reading that Bible. He got to the last page of the book of Revelation, and the page was a little bit different from the others. And he turned that page, and there on the back of that page was a check that was taped to the back. And that check was for the total amount that he would ever have needed while he went to school. Father had provided everything that he would have needed if he would have done what the Father asked. God asks of us, as we enter this time of fasting, to be obedient, to do as he asks, for he has many blessings awaiting us. And so we can rejoice and be received as the prodigal was, with that robe of righteousness, with that ring of authority, with the new shoes, the new outfit, and we might be ready to meet our Savior as He rises from the dead. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.